traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
There's a saying that goes like this. It's great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. And this episode's purely about people. So like when we do these episodes where we just talk about people, I wonder, am I a small-minded man?
The very last episode we had on this show, on the Impulsive Show, was about beef.
Yeah.
And I don't like talking about beef.
Yeah, yeah.
I like love. I like unity. I like working together as a community. Mm. Unity, community.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Guess what today's show is about?
Just shit show.
Beef. More fucking beef, bro.
Here we are. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Although I found out we might not be. I can't believe it. Joe Rogan sold his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience, exclusively to Spotify for, I guessed before I heard the numbers, I said 100 million plus. And it turns out. Joe Rogan did indeed do a $100 million plus deal with Spotify.
Hey, congrats, man.
Congrats, Joe Rogan.
Setting the bar high, Joe.
Really high.
Thank you.
He is really high.
Most times.
Yeah.
Is he, though? Or is it?
No, I think so.
That dude smokes weed.
Yeah. How can you get that high and still be as productive and accomplished as Joe Rogan?
Like, people smoke weed and do things differently than you do. You have brain shut off. He's just got like... Let's rock.
So he gets wired in when he smokes? Is that a genetic thing? Like, why when I smoke do I become a useless sack of flesh?
Experience.
Really?
Yeah, probably. Length of time smoking, for sure.
So everyone goes through that, like, sloth phase?
It's not even but it's not even that. It's more so the weed having an immense effect on you. I think as you go on and you smoke for 10, 20 years, you smoke a joint and you're you. It doesn't even do anything.
You got to smoke to be normal.
A functioning pothead. It's like a functioning alcoholic. It becomes so normalized in your daily life that it's just you. I'm not willing to smoke for that long, dude. I'm really acknowledging and adopting this phase that I'm in, and I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna cut the shit probably when I maybe start training again, or maybe I won't.
Think about it. Joe just sold his podcast, man. He did pretty well. He's been smoking weed for a long time. Correlation.
See, that's what I don't want to happen. I don't want me to be like, well, he smokes weed and he was successful, so it works for me. And
totally.
For anyone listening or like who's a fan of Joe Rogan or even this show and hearing me talk about smoking weed, like, just monitor what it does to you, please. And make sure it's legal in your state too. The last thing we want to do is break any laws.
It's different for everybody, though. You're absolutely right. Some people, I remember hearing Pete Davidson, like, he needed weed to do SNL. He needed it, bro.
Really?
Because it calmed his anxiety attacks. He had severe anxiety, I think, or some shit. Maybe I'm making all this up. Who the fuck knows? But a part of me believes that what I'm saying is absolutely credible.
And it's opposite for some other people.
And it's opposite for some other
infuriates
people.
Infuriates the anxiety. Freaks them out.
There's a saying that goes like this. It's great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. And this episode's purely about people. So like when we do these episodes where we just talk about people, I wonder, am I a small-minded man?
No. Is it small-minded or you get smaller physically?
I have shrunk.
Is that...
By an inch.
Your doctor said you're losing weight too. You're turning into a
dog.
Bottle.
Yo, so that makes me mad. The nurse comes in. She goes, have you lost weight? I go, yeah. She goes, yeah, you look a little skinnier in your face. I'm like, okay, cool. And then the doc comes in. He goes, have you lost weight? One was fine. 2 for 2 got me upset. Like, now you've attacked my masculinity.
How much you lose?
10 pounds, man.
Come on. People would be dying to lose 10 pounds.
But not good 10 pounds. All muscle. My muscle's gone. I'm a sack of sticks.
You're wasting away.
I am.
Chef K's got to feed you more, man.
Is it that, or do I just got to eat more? Honestly, doing a little full circle here. That's probably why I smoke weed a little bit, because I know when I smoke, dog, I'm a vacuum.
Are you trying to gain
garbage
weight, though?
Disposal? Yeah, dude.
Why?
Because I feel my face just sinking into itself.
You don't look bad.
I mean, you don't look great. No, I'm just kidding.
How do I look, Mac?
You look fine.
Yeah, he does.
You look handsome.
The back
always.
Of his head is...
Oh, that's atrocious. You need to fix that real fast. But
all right, let's get into it.
Quickly, hold on. I do want to say this. Pete Davidson has Crohn's disease, which is obviously a chronic inflammatory bowel disorder.
Obviously.
As well as as well as borderline personality disorder. And in 2016, he went to rehab because he was smoking a lot of weed. He said, there was no way I could stop smoking. I was like, somebody has to put me in a house where there's literally nothing. And that's why I went to rehab. But for certain people,
yep.
Different strokes for different folks. I say it a lot, but let's talk about people wanting to kill each other online now.
Okay, so it's happening. We're back to the beef.
Why won't it end?
It's a toxic week on social media, and I think this quarantine is driving people crazy. How can it not? You're forcing folks to stay inside their home, and now everyone's questioning everything. What is this world we're living in? Apparently a parallel universe was potentially just discovered. There's another me? Does he have a podcast? Did he ever vlog?
Is his name Logan?
Has he already sold to Spotify for $100 million? That's fucking crazy. But the thing we want to dive into first, and I know my colleague has a lot to say about it, H3H3 versus Keller Keemstar. Chemosaurus. Chemosaurus.
Good evening, Impulsive Nation. I'm your host, Hey Big Mike. Let's get right into the news.
I hated all of it, every part of it.
Do it less. You could do it again.
Do it less.
Normally.
Do it different. No, do it less. Don't do it.
Just rock it. You got it.
Normally, we wouldn't cover this kind of shit.
Facts.
Normally, we wouldn't cover this. Mm-hmm. But this one is big. Jeez. This one is popping off.
Give him a little context, Mike.
I don't want to talk about this.
Me either. You started talking and I was like, bro, I don't give a fuck about
anything. I started talking about it, I knew.
Yo, then sit down.
Yeah, we should use this. No, sit down. Fuck it. We're not going to talk about it. Here's what just happened. We started to dive into this H3H3 versus Keemstar beef, which if you're in this like super specific subset of YouTube audience, you know who these people are. Otherwise,
you probably don't.
There's a good chance you don't. And there's a good chance you don't care. And you know what? I'm with you. I decided I don't give it. Gosh damn.
Nice.
I prepared a 3-page manifesto on this situation. And what you guys aren't seeing is just a few minutes ago, I got through about 80% of page one, and I looked to the right of me, and my colleagues were dying. They were dying. Everyone in the room was looking at me and they were like, when will this end? And I wrote this and I was so sure that this was the day where we finally hit this topic.
Yeah.
And it made me feel so lifeless on the inside. I don't give a fuck.
I'm so happy about it. I can't lie, dude.
Oh no. What I will say is this. Here are my only thoughts on it, because I'm hoping that the people want to hear this know what I'm talking about. Ethan, I gotta say, good job. It was a very well put together, well structured H3H3 video. It was well edited, blah blah, so on and so forth. That might be it.
That's it.
I honestly don't care. The only other thing I'll say is this. Stop being mean.
Yeah, stop
just
it.
Just stop being. Yeah, that's come it. On. Listen.
Trolls live under the bridge.
Under the bridge. I will say this, Keemstar. I wrote this. You claim to do good deeds. You claim to be a good person. More than anything, you claim to be the core personality of the Drama Alert platform you have so diligently built for so many years. Start acting like it. Stop spreading hate. Stop being biased. Stop making shit up and trolling people for views. Stop discounting mental illness.
This is where it gets dangerous.
Why?
If you're early 20s, maybe. Maybe you can be doing the shit he's doing.
Right.
But when you're about to be 40 years old and you're bullying 12-year-olds on the internet and in some cases like older people to do serious unreversible things, like you become what I call a fucking scumbag.
Surely middle-aged dogs can learn new tricks.
Right? 100 Okay, so and I said this. Do I hate Keemstar? Nope. I don't even dislike him. I don't want him canceled. Who would I be to say someone shouldn't have a chance to make things right? Most of all, I'm not one to spend hours on problems. I'm one to spend hours on solutions.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Learn, unless you want your legacy to be someone who would do anything for views or someone who hurts people for his own benefit, make a change. Put yourself in other people's shoes. Learn about empathy. Learn about compassion. Learn about fucking mental illness. Stop dividing the community that others are trying so hard to bring together. And the final note on it is, talking shit gets you nowhere. You might be able to rack up some videos and a couple likes, maybe even a couple dollars. But if you spend your life tearing people down, you will die having made the world worse off than you found it. Is that what you want your legacy to be? That's what I got.
It might with that person specifically. I've seen tweets that he's put out that's like, well, I feel like I put out enough negative energy today. I'm going to go play a video game. And it's almost like it's almost like it's his fucking intent. It's crazy. Just so you guys know, I have this dude blocked on every social media, and I've for the past again year and a half, 2 years, just worked so hard on keeping his name out of my mouth. And it's honestly been great. It's been great for me. It's been great for my family. We all just ignite. It's like a little chihuahua biting at your sock. Like, get the fuck out of here, you fucking bitch.
Well, the reason why we're talking about it, and maybe to you he is, but he does have a bit of a platform. He does. And normally, like if you have a troll.
Yeah.
Which he is. Mm-hmm. He's a bully and a troll. That's what he is. Don't hype him up. He's not a news reporter. He's not unbiased. He doesn't report the news. He picks a side and he trolls on the people he doesn't like. Just today, after all the beef went down, after G Fuel terminated his contract, the first thing he did was retweet a tweet from KSI calling you a loser.
Oh, no.
He didn't even take a fucking second to stop. You couldn't see it because you haven't blocked.
KSI called me a loser?
Oh.
See, now I'm sad. What happened here? Okay, so I had the suite pulled up. Okay. So I wake up this morning. It started off a great day. And by the way, this day has gone to shit. This is what we call on Team Maverick a bad day. But I wake up and I see this suite from our friend KSI. Imagine buying merch from a loser. You're still salty. That's why you still can't keep my name out of your mouth. You want to talk views? 130 million views in a month on my second channel. 50 million on my main channel, and I'm not even counting Sidemen. I still win. Try again. Cry face. Laugh.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Face. Cry laughing face. And so this was in response to me talking about our Maverick clothing launch, which is tomorrow, which I want to get into in a little bit. But so I woke up to this, and I'm going to update you on a timeline. I'm going to try to be as
objective
as possible. So I get this right. Okay, so a year and a half, KSI and I were good. I think it was okay. Like we were cordial with each other, friendly, and everything was great. And then I saw a live stream of him like calling me a pussy or something. And it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way, because when I've said this before, when he won the fight and I shook his hand, I said, "Are we cool?" And I shook his hand. That meant something to me. And I tried to stick by that. And then I see him chirping on social media 2 to 5 days after I passed him in subscribers. Mm. And I had this feeling that upset him, and that's where the bitterness was coming from. So on our last podcast, I said, I've kept his name out of my mouth for a year and a half, and then all of a sudden he started chirping. So I mentioned that he was falling back into the pit of irrelevancy, which I understand the KSI fans, you didn't like hearing, but statistically, his numbers are just not what they used to be. And I said this too, they will go up and mine will go down and we will keep going back and forth for the rest of time. But at that particular moment, that's what I said, and it cannot be argued. So he tweeted this, and
when is he going to learn that doing this gives you more views?
We both get views. So it's not like, I don't think that's what, you know, he's doing at this time, but it's like counting views has become the YouTube version of measuring your dick. This is a dick measuring contest. And I'm saying, like, statistically speaking, unfortunately, my YouTube dick is still bigger than JJ's.
Well, I mean,
I can't. I don't know if I should say it. I'm objective.
Is this where we are? Is this where we've ended up? Like, I just joined this hemisphere. Like, are my views higher than his right now?
Oh. Yes.
Well, what the... who cares, bro? Like, this is the shit I'm talking about, dude. Like, this is what's been upsetting me for the past few days. Like, why do we have to do this shit,
why do we, even, no, I know, even I'm me not too, blaming, no, me too, though.
I'm not blaming you or him. I'm just saying, why do we have to do this shit? Why is trolling and, like, talking shit to people is the lowest common denominator, is the lowest, like...
I think it's because I made a comment. Bro. I made a comment, like, about his music, dude. He takes it very personal when you insult his music.
I would assume he does. He probably puts hundreds of hours into his work. I think anybody would get upset about that. Why the fuck are we doing... Like, okay.
Yeah.
I understand it when you guys are building it for a fight. I understand it when you guys are rolling into a fight. Get the drama cooking. But I just... Maybe it's because I'm old. Maybe it's because I'm outdated. I'm a fossil. I'm a prehistoric caveman existing in his own right. But I don't get online beef. I don't get the trolls. I don't get these people that build a platform off being mean to other people.
Because it doesn't take much talent. All you have to do is have a camera.
None. It takes no talent.
And an opinion.
Go online, talk shit about the biggest person you could fire a gun at, and you could get a few thousand views.
You're right. You're straying a little bit.
Sorry.
This is more of a personal thing. Right. I agree. I love it. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. But this is just like, this is very like deep rooted KSI versus Logan Paul type shit.
Yep.
And so I'm reading this and I look, I read this in the morning. I'm like, well, God dang it. Here we are again. And then I kind of looked at my phone. Then I looked over at my girlfriend next to me and I was like, I don't know if I care that much. Like, I got better shit to do. But I do want to know. I want to know what makes me a loser. Okay, so that's what I'm asking. What makes me a loser? Is it my haircut? Yeah, it's a little short in the back.
Can you give a full spin or not?
I get it. Oh, okay. Look, I'm color. Is it because I'm colorblind? I have flat feet. I have a deviated septum. Like, if you look closely, my nose is a little crooked. I get it.
Micropenis.
Is it my micropenis? Is it my beautiful girlfriend? Is it my successful friends around me? Is it because I'm happy? Is it my passion and devotion to achieve my goals? My ability to empower others? What is it? What makes me the loser? This is dumb. It's cause he won the fight. I guess if you're talking about who won the fight, then technically like I'm a loser. But you know what? I'm all right with being a loser on a technicality. But the point is this: like, if I am a loser, I'm pretty fucking happy, successful loser,
and
I'm gonna be all right with that. His album drops tomorrow. This is your promo. I hope it does well, JJ.
I hope it does.
Why would I not? I mean, like,
he's shaving his head if it does well. Number one.
How would you know that?
I saw a little thing on my fucking Instagram.
Have you joined the Sidemen?
What's good? He's gonna go bald?
He said he's gonna shave his head if he gets a number one album.
I hate to say this.
That video
got less than 2 million views. I hate to say it.
Ouch.
I hate to say that.
Like, think about that. I mean, less than 2 million views, like, dude, people would be going crazy if they even got a quarter of that.
But historically, he's been the god, the king.
Can we talk about why?
Of UK.
Can we talk about why? For a second, like,
why?
Because this is my show of objectiveness. I don't know why I'm feeling like facts here. Neutral. I just love facts right now. Facts. Neutral as fuck. Why are JJ's views down? Let me ask this: is he putting a shit ton of energy into music, and so when it comes time to make the video, maybe he doesn't have the time and effort to put in a video make? Like, what's the reason? I'm curious.
I think it's a cycle of, okay, so his videos, he has a second channel and a main channel. Channel, he's like kind of devoted to music. Second channel is a commentary-based channel. And he doesn't leave he's the roller chair guy. And I think the audience that consumes that grows out of it. Just like any other YouTuber, like my vlogs in a year will feel stale. I think, or maybe not, I don't know. But I think people grow up and their interests change, and you've sat for 20 minutes watching a guy make commentary about like a Reddit post, and I don't know.
And then, yo.
It gets kind of old.
Strangely, then you get older and you start yearning to watch people in rolly chairs again. Is that what happens? So you're young, you watch the rolly chair, then you watch the vlogs, and then you watch Joe Rogan in a rolly chair as you get older. Is it like a cycle of life?
Maybe just what they're talking about. What's he even talk about, man?
He does Omegle stuff. He does boxing tier list. Did you see where he put you on the boxing tier list? He put Jake in the God tier. Oh, I'm gonna find out.
He was actually, Jake was in the God tier.
Yeah, Jake was in the God tier.
Poor Eddie Hearn. Poor Eddie Hearn, bro. He said it's not happening. Which I'm gonna be honest, man. This might come as a surprise to you, but I didn't see where he put me in the
boxing tier.
He got the cover of this Observer magazine, which is cool.
Oh, he put you at almost there. Which, in all honesty, is not.
Where am I almost?
Right there. You're all by yourself, it looks like, and almost there.
Jake's in the God tier?
He's got a dub.
All right. Well, it must be nice. But, dude, the dude's everything. He said it himself. I'm just everything.
That's the kind of ego that just...
That's the kind of ego that sells fucking records.
Absolutely.
I'm going to break those charts, Jake.
I'm not mad at him for that. That's a pretty classic rap line.
You got to believe it. You know,
someone has to.
What the fuck is going on this week? It's just a toxic, tragic week on the internet. Yep. Just across the board, everybody's pissed off. You know, it's like what they say, Mercury is
doing something,
crashing into Jupiter or some shit.
Yeah,
flipping backwards right now.
It's like we're in a parallel fucking universe. What else is going on?
That's all I got.
Thanks so much for watching Impulsive today. We'll see you guys next time.
Oh fuck, tomorrow's the launch of Maverick clothing. It's massive. It's so big. It's a shame. It's like I call this period the rainstorm, because the rainbow's gonna come. We just gotta be patient. We gotta wait. And I'm excited, because I really do believe that I've been placed on this earth. I'm realizing now at 25 years old to empower people, whether that's through comedy, whether that's through actual action, being the example who can do it. And that's what this brand's about. That's what this first drop is about. We've gone with the idea of being living proof, which everyone in this room is. We've all been shot to shit eventually, and maybe why we're friends, because we all have a traumatic past and things that have happened that have shaped who we are today. But we've all raised our head, kept our chin up, chest out, and persevered through all the bullshit. And so it's been cool to be able to emblazon that message in clothing that is not only fashion forward, but it's high quality. This clothing is fucking phenomenal. And I think the best part about it, for the first time, we're starting a VIP program. I'm starting an OnlyFans. Guys, tasteful nudes. Nah. But it is, we are starting a subscription-based, very intimate team experience. We're going to call it the Maverick Club. This is the first time we've unveiled the name. The Maverick Club, it's like Club Penguin. In many ways.
I hope so.
But the Maverick Club. Basically, you get an intimate access and experiential experiences into our life, a behind-the-scenes look at the things that go down here, and a bunch of benefits, including, but not limited to, weekly exclusive content that we are either not allowed or should not post on YouTube, limited edition Maverick clothing, site-wide discounts on everything, free shipping. We're going to be giving away $10,000 a month. I want to get to a place where we're giving away $100,000 a month.
Yep.
We're going to be giving away cars
meet
as well.
Greets, dinners.
The first thing that we're going to give away, I'm going to give away my Challenger.
And I'm not happy because you drive. It's crazy to imagine that I haven't bought anything since I got to this fucking city. But
FaceTiming members every week, periodic dinners. I have my Invisalign, and it's hard to talk with the.
Yeah, what happened to taking your teeth out before the show?
I put them back in during that break. But you guys are basically my friends with benefits. That's what this club is. wow. So yeah, the Maverick Club, it's gonna be awesome. I'm excited to see where that grows, and we hope you join maverickclothing.com tomorrow. Be ready for it.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This has been a big process for Maverick Clothing.
Massive.
Just start to finish. It's massive, yes.
You played a big part as well, man.
I love it. This is the coolest thing to build a brand and see the behind the scenes and go to the factory where they produce it and see the printing and the shipping and the labels and the people that are sewing the stitches and alterations and all. I love it. So interesting.
We've treated this thing like a very, very serious brand over the past year. Massive rebranding efforts on the design side, on the messaging side. real photo shoots, real video shoots. And more than anything, the clothing speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely incredible, super high quality. And I think I almost feel like it's pointless for me to talk about the quality of it when people get this stuff and the community starts talking about how this is easily the best clothing in the influencer sphere. I think that'll speak for itself.
I think so. That's what I've been telling everyone on our team. The big win is when people actually feel the product.
Absolutely.
That's going to be the big stuff.
All right, guys. Blue Chew makes you last longer. If you love sex, you love BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. You can get the first chewables with the active ingredients. Sildenafil or Tadalafil. This can't be real in names. Saving active ingredients has Viagra and Cialis. Chewables can work faster. Chewables from Blue Chew can be taken on a full or empty stomach. The online physician consult is free, so it is cheaper than those other two. It only takes a few minutes to connect with the BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and they ship directly to your door in a discreet package. They're made in the USA, and they give you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will indeed love it. Chew it and do it. Got a great deal for you guys. Go to BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Logan. All right. Well, what else we have? What are we doing?
I don't know today. I mean,
Mac is saying it. He gave me the code word.
There was a major, major issue that happened today.
Are we doing this?
Yeah, I really wish I could have talked more to our leader about this, but Barstool Sports posted something that was so atrocious and just disrespectful and completely inconsiderate of a great group of people. And they just used some slanderous terms. Our good friend Evan is a dwarf.
You guys all know Evan, Dwarf Mamba.
Yeah, he is the fucking best. And they used the M-word, and he was personally, he felt offended, and it sucks. I every time he gets offended like this, I internalize it. I try to do my best to, you know, understand what he's going through, and I ask questions on how I can be there to support, and whenever he needs help, I just want to do my best to assist. But this is just wrong. What were they thinking?
So the context here is Barstool Sports posted this answer to the internet, and it says, would you rather have sex with two M-words or 2 7-foot-tall girls? The reason I say M-words, if you watched Evan's episode, that is a derogatory term. Apparently in the dwarf, the little people world, it's the equivalent of saying the N-word.
But
I'm quoting Evan.
I think the most important word that you said there, and listen, I had Evan's back from the beginning on this one. I told him, hey, this is horrible that this happened. But you said a word in that sentence, apparently. You said apparently that word is like the N-word to dwarves. And why that's important is I told Evan today that although us in this house intimately understand the importance and impact of that word, the great majority of people outside this house have no idea that it's a bad word, which makes the situation extremely, extremely tricky. Does Evan have the right to be extremely pissed off? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Does he have the right to throw a fit about it? Absolutely. But he also said that to me, that he felt, I'm trying to be a little careful here, but he feels the same pain from that word as he feels that the N-word brings up. Mm-hmm. And all I wanted to do was remind him that there was a 70, 80, 100 year revolution around making that word not okay to say. People sat in the back of buses. They said, I won't sit in the back of the bus. People died as a result of trying to make that word not okay to say. And so where this word is different is that revolution hasn't happened. Evan is...
Do you know why? They are an extremely, extremely small, marginalized group.
Oh, yeah.
I talk to Evan about this all the time. The only reason why there isn't a massive uprising is because the statistics there are not enough little people to feel like they have a voice to as a collective.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. And I talked to Evan about this with about Evan. I cannot talk today. I'm going to go home.
No,
I'm home.
You are home.
Fuck. God, you're already there. Fucking. I wish I could quit my job.
Why don't you slow it down a notch?
I know. All right. But Evan posted this article from independent.co.uk. It says laughing at dwarfism is the last acceptable prejudice, which is exactly what I'm saying. It's the very last acceptable thing that no one speaks up on. But don't seek my approval for your intolerance. Then it says, if you need to ask me whether it's okay to tell a joke about my stature, you already know the answer. And
do you think it's the last acceptable? Like this is the thing. I'm like I said, I'll state it again. I'm with Evan. I love the kid. But I believe that using misguided and inappropriate terminology to describe marginalized groups is a massive fucking issue. Marginalized groups across the world, whatever they are, whether it's dwarves or any other marginalized group, continue to struggle with the nomenclature mm-hmm. of how they're described.
Right.
And so this is just it's a tricky situation. I think Evan is being extremely brave. Mm-hmm. Standing up.
I agree.
I think, you know, it's going to take him. It's going to take Peter Dinklage. It's going to take the people that have platforms and voices to stand up and talk about this. Mm-hmm. But
it'll happen.
And other people, though. I hope people start to realize, especially even from this moment right here,
sure. That
you have to watch what you say when you're talking about people.
Words hurt.
Yeah. And some people take things differently than others. And what might not offend some person is certainly going to affect someone else, and you just be more careful when you speak. If there is any sort of information on the internet of a word that might or that is derogatory towards a group of people, avoid it.
Being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes though is hard.
Yes.
That's to become like a master at that and like truly understand. 90% of people just don't give a fuck.
Well, not even that.
They want to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
They want a good laugh at someone else's expense. And it's so funny, yeah, until the finger's pointed at you.
100%.
I've been there. It's part of the reason why I feel anyways. Like I'm able to see clearly like the landscape of what I say, who it's affecting and how it's affecting them. And sometimes this is like a separate note. I'll intentionally attempt to affect someone a certain way, but most of the time I'm not trying to hurt people, mm-hmm, yeah, with my words. And he got really upset about that. And I think Evan's going to be a hopefully a very strong voice for this community.
Hell,
and
yeah,
I know he has the potential to, because like you said, there's not many little people who have been vocal about their circumstance.
And I've actually seen, unfortunately, and I'm sure Evan hates this, but I've seen a lot of dwarves are on the other side of the spectrum, and I'm like, what should I call you? And they say, call me Midge.
That's the worst part.
You know what I'm saying?
That happened at Coachella.
Right.
And someone was screaming it. I was with Evan. Someone was screaming it. And Evan's like, yo, they're saying it. I'm like, so I'm ready to rip someone's fucking head off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go up, I'm like, yo, just so you know, that shit isn't cool. That really affects and hurts some people. And he goes, whoa, what are you doing? I'm like, the word that you just said, like, do you see my friend? It's not acceptable. He goes, what do you mean? This is Midge.
It's my homie.
And his friend, who is a little person, comes out, who they address as Midge. Mm. And so I looked at Evan, and now I'm mind fucked. Because it's like, it isn't quite yet a universally accepted thing in the marginalized group itself. They're divided too, which makes their mission, their objective, that much harder.
Yeah. You have to, cater only to one side.
Absolutely.
And that's the side that is offended by it. If there are people that aren't offended by it, that's fine. Let them be, let them do their thing. But the biggest point I tried to make to Evan today, and he wasn't having it, and I'll talk to him about it, we'll figure it out, is just that this, unfortunately, like I said, is a situation where most people are completely ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
If I told you to explain, you know, some parallel universe theory, mm-hmm, and you couldn't do it, I wouldn't get mad at you because you didn't know. People don't know that word is not acceptable. They just don't know. The guy who made that tweet from Barstool, and this may be an exception because Barstool runs on this kind of gasoline. They piss people off. They have fun. They're crazy guys.
Yeah.
But the guy might not have even known that it wasn't okay to say. He chose to call the 7-foot woman 7-foot woman instead of Amazon woman. If he had said Amazon women, that group of tall women would have been pissed off.
Yeah.
And so it's very tricky shit. This is tricky shit, but it's tricky shit that involves the emotion of people that have struggled and continue to struggle against very, very tough circumstances in their life. And so you have to be open to the discussion, at least.
And what we have seen is that people can remove words from their vocabulary.
Absolutely.
It's very possible. So if one person can do it, many people can do it. Just be more conscious, be more aware.
In general, that's a great strategy to start employing in 2020. Remove words entirely from your vocabulary. It's the only solution. Some of them can slip out sometimes if you don't completely remove. We've done it.
We all know
the words.
I have a word that I've removed from my dictionary. Vocabulary. It's the H word.
Hate.
Yep.
You don't say hate?
I have not even said the word except for like in a response to someone who's
being hateful.
No. Not even then. Like someone said the other day, I asked like a random question, blah, blah, blah. Oh, they're like, I don't know. I hate thinking about that. And I said, oh, please tell me why you don't like to think about that.
So,
that's the right. I mean, he's right. You're not supposed to. That word
but sometimes it's funny. Because of how charged it is.
I get it.
Like when Mike it's sat here and talked about Kara Baskin's husband, he goes, I hate that dude.
Yeah.
That was funny.
But do you?
No.
You don't know him.
No, well,
that's why. There's no truth in it.
Listen.
Right, but someone hears it and they're like, man, that guy really has an issue with Kara Baskin's husband.
I hope not. Unless we were talking about serious topics like dwarfism or you know, that's all we talked about. That was that serious today, to be honest with you. I was going to say, or H3H3, but that ain't going to make the fucking cut. It's not, that's not as important as, you know, what dwarfism terminology, but unless we're talking about something like that, we're a sarcastic bunch.
It's tough.
We're talking about everything under the sun from,
it's tough.
From
sometimes I fear our humor gets lost.
Way over.
Way lost, way, right? It's too much, I think.
Bro, way over.
Josie, there's a part of my vlog I got in an argument with Josie. I bet her $100 because there's a part of my vlog where I'm just going to bring this up here.
All right. Pull it on up there.
Here we go.
All right.
Pulling it up. We got fiber, so the internet's a little fast now. This is a vlog
so
I posted.
Fast.
These glasses cure my colorblind. Shut the fuck up!
They're buying ads against it.
And Chroma,
wow.
The colorblind glasses bought an ad on my colorblind glasses video.
Good
smart
job, guys.
People. Yo, shout out and Chroma, dude, for that. That was beautiful. How did they enact that in one day? That's a good
Someone
brand
was
team.
So check this out. This is the
with
this
glasses
is,
on.
This is the clip.
So beautiful. You know, last time I did this, guys, I got pretty emotional. You remember, but that was before I grew a dick. So hopefully this time I'll be able to collect myself. But it's just hard because, you know, when I look out, I see a black and white landscape of nothingness. And ideally, these glasses will make me see a little bit more vivid, crisp definition of this landscape.
Are you fucking kidding me? I know this is funny. I know it is.
You said, Josie said it wasn't funny, and you said, Joe, I think it might have gone over her head. And I said, I think it went under her head. This is the dumbest level of humor that we have. This is your 4-year-old moment for the day. Is that a bald eagle?
Bro, that's why it was funny.
A bald eagle.
Hayden put in a bird. What is that called?
Screech.
Screech. I was going to say howl, but it doesn't sound like a screech either. Squawk?
Squawking.
Bird call. And I said, yo, put a little like fake dumb bird crossing the screen over this way oversaturated backdrop that says desired vision. Do you think that's my desired vision? That's the comedy. Do you think that's what I want to fucking
see? It's infrared.
Come on, guys. And so Josie, I was like, Josie, I know this is funny. And she goes, it's just not. And so we bet $100, and it turns out she's right. God bless it, Josie. You're right.
We're going to run a poll at the top of the screen right now. I want the viewers at home to pick funny or not funny.
My bros thought it was funny. Maybe it's like a dumb dude thing.
You have to be dumb.
You have to be dumb.
Which is another thing. So I just imitated Josie's voice, and it sounded like this. I just did it.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's not funny. And she doesn't talk like that. And I asked her and Eve, actually, I think yesterday.
It was yesterday.
I was high. I go. When dudes imitate women, are somehow our register always like changes into some like really non-realistic version of a girl's voice, and like really high, like I want cuddles. Like we know you don't sound like that, and so I'm just doing simple math here. I'm like, surely there's a boy voice that the girls make. And I realized, since I'm not a girl, I haven't been a girl my whole life, I go, I've never heard it.
Oh, I've heard it.
Josie, Eve, please, can you come demonstrate the boy voice that I found out exists? Please, Eve, you're an actress.
Eve, get
Stop
over
smiling
here.
At me like
Stop
that.
Smirking.
Come do the voice.
She's got it.
do the voice that you guys do when you.
It always happens after a guy says some bullshit ass thing to a girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the other thing.
This is how they're explaining it to their friends.
Yo, can I ask you a question? Can we get her a chair and just put her on the rest of the episode? After this, we got nothing. Like, we might as well just fucking keep her.
Do the voice. Like, when you're imitating your guy who said some bullshit.
Say something.
Like, babe, I'm sorry I can't come tonight.
No, that's not how you imitate. They go like this. They go, hey, you guys trying to come over and crack a few brews tonight?
No.
Find some bitches?
You know, I don't know, guys. This is putting me on the spot.
If you did it
here.
To me last night, you're an actress. I can't take any more excuses. Stupid,
let's go find some bitches.
What has David said to you? Our German videographer? Has he broken your heart?
He just wants to fuck me, you know? That's all I got.
I like how she said he just wants to fuck me, you know, in her boyfriend's boy voice. Thanks, Eve.
Every time a girl that I know has ever done the guy impression, it's always of our like lowest qualities. It's like, you know what I'm saying, Danny? You're like, you fuckers trying to go down to the bar, pop a few PBRs tonight.
No, that's
get some pussy.
That can't be you interpreting the girl's version of a boy voice.
It's too
hard. What do you mean? Yeah, like you trying to go measure each other's dicks or what? Like they try to make their voice all deep.
I noticed they stand up a little straighter too and puff their chest.
Hey, you guys want to go slam some brewskis?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah? Puff your chest out?
Yeah.
I've been standing taller around my girl too. I need her to know how much I could protect her.
How wide you are.
Bro, you're usually so high you can't even walk straight. What are you going to protect her from?
I get so paranoid she doesn't like the high version of me.
Dude, the high version of you is awesome.
What?
Sometimes.
It's like a channel that doesn't come in on your television. It's just, you guys remember those, like the static?
But sometimes it's there.
You see a little blur of the person.
And you hear like Ronald
Reagan
talking and you're like, wait, it's 2020. How is Ronald Reagan on the TV?
Just say no to drugs. You just get a little blur. Indian users, TikTok.
What happened here?
They're fucking pissed off, dude.
This is fascinating.
Oh, this is crazy. So evidently, there is a beef going on between popular TikTok user Amir Siddiqui and Carrie Minotti, a popular YouTuber. And
I know you know the story, so what are you reading?
I'm just looking at it. I told you earlier today. I'm in no rush. Rogan's in no rush. He got $100 million fucking dollars. Where are you headed? You going to the track to run? I didn't think so. Let me read my article. Anyways, there was some beef between these two guys, which led to the Indian YouTuber's fan, Carrie Minotti. His fans went and downvoted TikTok,
the
app, as a collective, to 2 stars in India.
Oh, no.
Tens of thousands of fans. They went in droves and rated TikTok 1 star.
Why did he instruct them to attack TikTok rather than the... Like, how does the beef go from a personality to an app?
The people, apparently fans of Amir, reported the video for harassment. The other guy reported his YouTube video for harassment, Minotti's video, and it got deleted. So the TikToker guy, his fans went and talked shit about the other video and got it deleted. And then that guy fired back, I guess, by...
He's saying if you take out the legs of the platform, the person won't be able to stand on it.
So he's trying to taste it just TikTok. It's just so not... You blew your load. You've wasted your ammunition. I would have sent them maybe to his Instagram to comment like certain funny things. I don't know. Yeah, but like the app is, it seems secondary in this beef.
You're take down the biggest app in the world right now.
Seems tricky. But here's the thing. I'm here for it. I'm here for beef. I'm here for because I did all this shit. And I know how stressful it is and how I don't know how much of a toll it can take on your mental. And so when I see TikTokers, whether they're American, whether they're from India, beefing, like, I'm fascinated. Like, I pull on my popcorn and watch a show.
I got to say this. This is the second time on this episode.
Don't care.
No, it's not that. This one's a little more exciting because it involves, you know, TikTok, at least, which is obviously fascinating to me.
Yeah.
But I did a fucking terrible job explaining the story. I blew my load on the H3 Keemstar story.
Totally.
I put together page after page after page of high level statistical data to support that story.
Yeah,
I sat at the kitchen table for hours typing.
Hey, Mike.
And then as soon as I started the story, as soon as I started reading my pages, I realized that this is the dumbest thing I have ever done in my life.
So bad.
And I've done some dumb shit.
Yep.
Horrible shit.
You put a book together about it, actually.
There's a book about it called The Fifth Vital.
Can we play some fucking blackjack?
How would we do that? The casinos are closed.
Oh, man. Boy, do I have a solution for you boys.
This is so crazy.
My bookie. Here are the main talking points for the custom segment. He's going to be doing for us, but ultimately the idea is for the bit to come off genuine, so if he could just sort of improvise off of these lines, that would be perfect. Please note this is at least 4 to 5 minutes long. I found out my bookie has a casino, and I can't stop playing blackjack.
Can we please keep this? This may be the funniest thing that's ever happened. This is the worst show ever. Hands down, bro. It's too late. I'm telling you, it's too late.
What is it, like 11?
It's 7:30 p.m., 10:30 Eastern,
and
all the way up to 4:30 a.m.
I'm hot.
UK Eastern, which is UK time. Bro, this is bad. This episode's going to flop.
Yeah, this ain't good.
Barstool's never going to sign us.
TikTok, don't let it flop.
TikTok, don't let this one flop. I mean, for the love of God, we're supposed to be playing blackjack. I'm not even connected to the blackjack machine.
We should get on it.
All right. Can you guys keep talking while I walk into the casino to find out where Emily Wills is playing? Stealing cards.
All right, so we'll just cut around.
No. Fuck that. This is great. This is what the people want, dude. I've shown the beginning of these episodes before where we just talk about nonsense and it's everyone's favorite part.
Oh, it is good.
We're keeping this shit in, dude. I'll get us to the casino. Relax. I got to sign in.
Thanks, Mike.
What else were you guys doing today?
Tote bags. We went to the factory for the clothes just to check it out, and it was a fascinating process. Big factory. We already kind of even hinted about that. And then the Evan thing happened. It's hard. You know what I find hard? To get out of a rut. I've talked about this before. Get out of a rut. Once you feel like you're stuck and your day is going so bad.
Facts.
I talked to a hypnotist about this one time. It was like 8 p.m. and I ran into him on the street. He's like, I'm a hypnotist. And
I was there.
Help me, hypnotist. I'm having the worst day ever. The worst day ever. He goes, no, you're not. I go, sir, I can assure you my day is fucking shit. And he goes, it's only that way because you're telling yourself it is. He goes, what if you press the restart button right now? Start over from the day. And I go, you know what, Mr. Hypnotist, man? You're right. And so I did. I pressed the restart button. And guess what happened?
It just kept getting worse.
The rest of my day sucked.
You ate breakfast at 9
p.m. The day was fucking horrible. Fuck you, hypnotist guy. You ruined my day because you gave me false hope.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You made me optimistic for bullshit.
That's so funny that you said that. Because anytime a hypnotist guy, because by the way, that's what they're all called. If they're male, if they're men and they come up to you to hypnotize, they're hypnotizer guys. They're hypnotist guys. Yeah. But every time they walk up to me, I always have the same feeling. Get the fuck away from me.
Why are you trying to steal my mojo?
Because do you want to know what they want me to do? They want me to pass out. They want to steal my wallet.
Well, I have a question. How often are you running into hypnotists?
Oh, it's pretty likely. Pretty much once or twice every decade.
There's typically a line of them outside the therapy.
Drag that on the screen, friend, so we can all play blackjack together.
Yeah, I'm working on
my bookie.
Jimmy, hang on a sec. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with some of the online casinos. Your dealer sometimes is pixelated. See Paul there? He's occasionally pixelated.
Just women. Women.
Who's that?
Women on the screen.
bro, VIP table.
All right, here we go, guys.
Please don't be a pixelated dealer. Please don't be a pixelated dealer.
All jokes
dealer.
Aside, this is actually fun. I feel like that's why we can joke about it. We had a lot of fun playing this last episode. We're going to play blackjack for a little bit. We got a good strategy. Mike's always been my my go-to guy to give me blackjack advice. But MyBookie now has live dealers. If you're feeling lonely, we are in quarantine. Table's where you can play by yourself if you want to stay lonely. Blackjack is my personal favorite, and that's a fact. But they've got a ton of stuff. They got war, slots, roulette, all the best casino games. They got some pretty crazy casino bonuses that you can use when you sign up to get some extra money to play with.
There's no way we got to this table during a goddamn shuffle. What the fuck are the chances?
Just that's keeping
the day.
It clean,
that's
Mike.
The day,
they're
dude.
Keeping it clean, you know?
All right, well, loading it. Oh, he's becoming pixelated. He's our dealer.
Could you imagine our if you were in Vegas and all of a sudden your dealer just like starts pixelating?
Thanos evaporates.
That's the parallel universe thing.
Look or that's out, when dude. You get something in your drink.
You guys can play this game on your phone, laptop, computer, your laptop computer, whatever you prefer. They got a ton of blackjack tournaments. A lot of them are free to sign up. You can win big without even paying an entry fee. Let's see if we're going to win big right now.
He's become three people. He's losing all ability to be a human at this point. Look at him. It's like the Matrix.
We've been dealt an 8. Oh, dealer's God. Got a 9. We got a 5.
Who knows what he has? He's got a fucking... He's got a pixelated hand. Oh, my God. What are we up against
here? We got 13. Oh. This ain't good for us. You got to hit.
Did it click it? I'm trying, Paul.
Hit.
I think I did. Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah, Paul.
Hit. He was waiting on us. Can you hear us?
No.
Thank God.
Paul, I hate. Paul, I fucking. Ooh, oh, 21?
Guys, let's go.
You fucking pixelated, man.
Wow. 21 right off the rip. We do good when we play live. I noticed that.
Well, yeah, because we always lose normally.
Yeah, I know.
But on my bookie, it seems like things are great.
For making sports bets, but I had no idea that casinos that went this deep.
All right,
so we won. Great job. Right.
Well, let's bet some more then.
Also, if you guys don't know how to play blackjack, if you're new, don't worry. You can practice with smaller hands until you're ready to play with the big boys. And that's what my sheet says. I probably wouldn't have said that in real life.
Hey, let's do a big $75 banger.
Oh, you bet 75?
Oh, he's going.
Why does Paul look pissed on this one? Nah. Oh, he's tired.
He's having a long day. Too.
He's like some guy came to the table earlier and tried to hypnotize me. I hate him. I hate everyone.
All right, we got a 5.
Yeah. Back in the matrix.
Dealer drew a 3. Oh, we got 15.
God, dude.
You got to stay, Mike. You got to stay. He's going to bust. All right, so we're going to go ahead and stay.
I like when he has 3 hands.
Why do I? Yeah, me too. Why do I feel
I noticed his fingers curve up. Not to be that guy, but I can't be the only one that sees this.
Yeah.
Dude, every time he pixelates,
they are like my fingers. They do this.
I feel like he's going to say, "Hello, Mr. Anderson."
I'd love to meet these guys in real life. I feel like they're real standout gentlemen.
What does it mean to wear a ring on your middle finger?
It means fuck
Is that
you.
Just swag?
For 7.
Are you
17.
Are you kidding me?
That was a big bet, too.
He took our money.
But hopefully you win, guys. Just go to mybookie.com. Start playing some blackjack if you're feeling like playing some blackjack or any other casino game. Apologies for the worst ad read ever, but it's just one of those days.
I think everybody out there gets. Where can I go all in here? Where's how much money do I have left?
This is like an episode where I may title it something like definitely don't watch this episode. Yeah. Just so in case people do.
I set expectations
exactly.
low.
Exactly.
Expectation
no,
management.
like really don't watch this episode.
He's turned into a puddle of pixels.
You got 14, Mark.
Are you kidding me?
Splash
it's not
it,
good. I guess a 5, though. He's popping. He ain't living this one out. Paul, I didn't do anything. Why'd you go to the last guy? I didn't even say yes or no. And that was my fault.
Hey, we couldn't do anything.
Oh, they got 18. Let's see what he got. 5.
Oh,
7.
You gotta be.
Wow!
Unbelievable. What do you know? All right, well, looks like I got my money back. You can always count on my bookie for a good time and lots of fun.
Yep.
I love that table.
All right, well, I'm going to close out of this and give you your microphone detractor back. Here you go.
No, that's detergent.
I got a question for you.
All right.
It's not a question, it's a statement. You ever heard of the difference between the two? I'm going to, let's take some questions from some fans on Twitter.
You already have them?
Yeah, I'll get them. I'll ask him right now. They'll come in real time. Hit one more topic.
Wait. We're talking to people for longer, more 2 minutes?
How have you guys stayed mentally sane while in quarantine?
Oh, here's the answer. We haven't.
No, we haven't.
Nope. Gone. Completely missing. When do you want to start a family slash have kids?
Why'd you read it like that? Also, do you want to read some the usernames of these fans?
Yeah, sure. The first person mentally, O'Millie at O'Millie. The second person, when do you want to start a family slash have kids?
Mike tweeted, we're on Impulsive. Who has questions for us? Go ahead. Hurry. Go. All right, here we go. Biggest fear. We already talked about that. Did you ever think you would become a social media influencer? Mike, that's a good question for you. Because you were a corporate guy paying social media influencers to do your dirty work. And sell those beanbags.
Yeah. I mean, no. I didn't think so, but I will say this. Stranger things have happened. My life has been a strange roller coaster ride of emotion and backflips of disorganized anarchy.
I loved watching Logan fight both times. When will his next fight be?
Boy.
Hopefully soon.
Ooh. Boy, do we have something for you. Boy, all that YouTube boxing talk. All of it. Just shot dying. To shit. Just what? Shot to shit. No one's going to give a single solitary fuck about anybody's YouTube boxing. And I hate to say it because I love DAZN. I love, you know, those guys. But God dang what we were working on right now. God dang.
It's large. Daniel S353-76320. Wow. Says, what's your biggest success so far in life? Mac, I want to point that question at you.
My biggest success so far in life? Being able to do what I love and trade my art slash craft slash abilities for the life that I live.
I like that. I realized mine before this podcast started. Okay. They say work smarter, not harder. My biggest success in life has been able to work smart. Has been me being able to work smart and work hard. Mm. Yo, that's, I swear to God, that's the secret formula. Yeah. If you can work super strategically at shit you're good at, like you say it all the time, I got lucky. The first thing I tried in life, I loved it. It was my thing.
Yeesh. I said, find the balance of what you love and what you're good at. If you could find that sweet spot right in the middle of the two of those, because there's a lot of people out there. I don't want to distract them or detract from their dreams. They want to be a singer, but they got no mouth. They got no
mouth. No mouth in check. Add them to the list of extremely marginalized people you've pissed off. God. Here's the list. People who have been abducted by monkeys, primates, women who have Barbie vaginas. It's a thing. And now, unfortunately, people who have no mouths. And there was
you forgot people have been caught in half by elevators.
God, you're an asshole.
You're digging yourself a deep hole.
What I'm saying is, you know, there are people that want to sing, but they can't sing. They're not good at singing. And so, like, I don't want to distract from them, but maybe they're really good at engineering music.
Yeah.
Find what you're good at and make it align with what you love.
Yeah, it's hard. I think if you're listening to this podcast and it's late in your life, and I understand that jump, that leap can be hard for a lot of people. Oh.
Yeah,
it's ahead. Never too late. They always say that, but I'm gonna really preach this advice to my children, and I'm going to really monitor their interests as a kid, because I noticed mine have not changed. When I was 7, I said I want to be an author, I want to be a writer. Mm-hmm. When I was 8, I go I want a video camera. Now I'm storytelling on camera.
Yeah,
yeah,
it happened. Notice your kids' interests, and then foster them.
I'd like to add one thing to that.
Yeah.
Not everyone has to want to be a CEO or top level person.
Facts.
Well, hell no.
But like, that's like the mentality that's pushed. You got to work 80 hour weeks. No. You got to do this. You got to.
No.
We see it all over the place. Work hard, work hard, work hard. Some people want to work the 9 to 5 and enjoy their lives, and then on the weekends go fishing with their friends in the river.
Yep. I think we're going to have quite a few more questions on there if you refresh that screen.
Screen. Did you have a bigger success? I mean, probably.
I wrote a book. And by the way, it's fucking crushing. People love it, bro. Like, I wrote a book that people love. That was in the top 10.
Can I answer this question? I'm sorry. This one's also sort of Logan boxing. But why would Giovanni Torres.
Yeah.
Again, just these at names are hard.
Try it.
At Giovanni Guerrero 2. Mm-hmm. Why would Logan continue boxing when his life is really good right now? If he goes back to his YouTube, it will slow down because of training. That's a fact. And why would I continue boxing? Boxing is dangerous. That's a sport for some brolic ass dudes. And there's some serious, like, real life repercussions that come from getting hit in the head that many times. And for me, the honest answer is, I love it. I hate that I love it.
Wait, getting hit in the head or fighting?
Fighting. Okay. I love the competitive nature of boxing. I don't think there's a more primal form of sport. It's modern day gladiators. Mm-hmm. And because I am a YouTuber, there is a stigma, especially in LA, that comes along with that. And being a boxer, people read you different. People give you respect that they might not have before.
Is that because they're terrified that you're going to punch them in the head?
I don't know what it is, but it's like, maybe like when you're the baddest dude in the room, which doesn't always happen, you know, there's an energy that you carry, mm-hmm. and people look at you a little different, and I like it.
That happened to me with the book too. I'm gonna be completely honest. Yeah. When you publish a book, it gives you a whole new level. There's 700 questions already.
What?
700.
Your Twitter is highly engaged. Insane. Highly engaged.
There's 700. And I'm gonna ask you guys this, and I don't know about the studio audience, but I'd prefer to answer every question that comes in on this today.
Every single one.
Top five artists all time favorites, but not GOATs though.
Jackson Pollock.
Not GOATs. Huh. Okay.
Pablo Picasso.
I don't think that meant that kind of artist.
Monet.
All right, let's go. Keep going. Most overhyped movie. I don't have that answer. Oh. Lana or Logan? Well, it depends on what activity I'm doing with said person.
There's got to be an overhyped movie, surely. There was one I saw recently that was...
I thought we kept saying Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
It was good. It's just mediocre. So long and slow.
Yeah, it's slow.
I gotta watch
that. That was it.
Oh, Uncut Gems.
That was it.
Complex. Yo, what was the deal with Complex and Uncut Gems? Can we talk about this?
They gotta be
a deal. A cahoots deal, yeah. I, for one, enjoyed Uncut Gems.
It was probably cool to see yourself in it, right?
I love you. Hmm? It was an anxiety ridden festival for me. I loved it. I loved every second of them. I love slow movies, slower movies. I love them. Yeah, American Made wasn't all that fast. We watched American Made last night.
But it's a true story.
True stories?
I love true stories.
I got a true story for you. Right. It's called The Fifth Vital. It's out on Amazon.
Come on.
All right, go ahead.
Favorite part about being with Lana?
Will Mac ever shave his beard?
From A.M. Perzada.
Oh.
Was that a question for me or Mike?
Would I be wrong to say that ass?
The views?
The
views? Of that ass?
Nah, she's just, it's nice having here's how I'll say it. It's nice having a always on 24/7 breath of fresh air, like nice positive energy. Mm-hmm. We get in some tiffs, they're quick, but for the most part, it's just always, like, I call her, she's happy, she's upbeat, she's having a good day. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like positive energy. I like positive spirits. Like Jeff, dude, look at Jeff Levin. Can we get a camera on Jeff Levin? Look at this face. Zoom way in, way too far on his face. Still
positive. Is Mac the reincarnate of Vincent Van Gogh from Reno 1999?
If I cut off my ear, I'll let you know. But I don't think so. He's a cool guy, but I don't think so.
Perpy Durgy says, who actually read the book on y'all's team?
Not a single person.
Mike is reading me the book right now.
Oh, you're on how far? I have met probably four people who have read part of the book but not finished it, and they're all on this team. It's almost like you guys already know the story.
Oh, maybe that's why.
I said it in my Instagram post. I said I haven't read it, but I'm sure it's great. Like, I've been honest about it.
Yo, Mike's been reading. So we're doing the audiobook, and he's literally like reading the book, and I'm sitting there recording it, so I get to have the author of the book read it to me. I think that's cool. Pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
At first, that's what you guys do in there at night. Yeah. I thought
you thought I was dropping KSI diss track or some
shit?
Well,
no, in a way, I was like, they're working, they're grinding, and you definitely are, and you are too. You do get to listen to a really fascinating book.
It's interesting. I at so many times I'm like, what is wrong with this kid?
Yeah, but
I'm figuring it out slowly.
I'm excited about it too, because a lot of people ask for me to read it, and so that's coming soon.
I like this one from Rohan 18169272. How do you spend money?
I got an answer for this, and then I'll pass it to you guys. I prefer to do it on credit card. I use Chase. I choose Chase Sapphire Preferred. They've got a tremendous point system. Uh-huh. They've always been good to me. They've got a helpline that I call 24/7. They'll answer the phone immediately. And I feel good about the card. It's thick. It's made of steel. Mm-hmm. It's not, the Amex, you do the Amex Platinum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No limit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I try to put it back into like my production, but I end up just buying dumb fucking shit. Yeah. Drake on a skateboard at my damn croissant said, "What's the best brand of water?" I'd say anything but Dasani.
I got a girlfriend that's obsessed with one brand.
Essentia.
How much is it? $2.39 a bottle. What do you got, Jeff? Could you zoom in on Jeff's face again? Really, really hot. Like way too far.
Zoom really in there.
Way in.
I want to see his pores.
Yes.
It's actually not pH balanced water. Exposed. Essentia is exposed.
Favorite podcast.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. Yep. I don't have an answer to this question, but I'll tell you what the worst brand of water is. Makes me upset.
Ooh. Oh, this is
visceral reaction. Arrowhead.
We get that. Arrowhead.
Arrowhead is the one water that I can taste, and I know I'm drinking Arrowhead because it tastes like shit.
Wow.
Would Logan ever consider a career as a police officer or firefighter after his YouTube? I could see you. Oh, and that is, sorry, that's Nico Caperso, Nico 24C. I could see you rock. I could see you rocking the firefighter. Yes or no?
You, me? Me? Oh, yeah.
Zoom in on Jeff. He's not even saying anything this time, but just hit him again.
Not.
Be respectful to the firefighters.
Well, you don't have to tell us.
Jeff, what about that wasn't respectful?
Well, what? Yeah. All right, go as hard as you can on respect right now. Like, over, he said, go crazy.
Well, that would seem like it almost is sarcastic then. And yeah, that's true. Jess, so okay.
Will Logan ever, okay. What else you got?
Tanner Gibson says, how did Logan manage to lock up Josie?
I'm seeing that right now too.
I actually don't know. I have a theory. All right, so I'm a pretty I'm a pretty complex person. There's like me on camera, there's me off camera, and then there's a version of me that exists past 11 p.m. that like the only person who would ever really see it is the girl I'm with, who I share a bed with. And there's a lot of layers to me that I think maybe fascinate her. And I'm a nice guy. I like her. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, maybe also she likes you.
Probably, I think.
That probably helps.
How much alcohol, Leisure_Blake, how much alcohol have you drank since 2020 began?
Oh. Mike, zero.
Not a single fucking sip. I can't believe that. I can't believe I'm still trucking on that shit, dude. It's wild.
Logan's about 50% of the way. I'm pretty normal. My typical intake for the year, I'm definitely down a percentage, but I'm probably about 70% of where I would have been anyway.
Most regretful business decision. Listen here, kids. Don't buy the hype. Do your fucking research. Bad investments that you literally lose all your money. Listen to your trusted advisors and generals. I've probably lost $250,000 on investments that my business managers have told me not to.
Oh.
Lost. Gone. It's gone.
What's one thing you must accomplish before the end of your life? From Jeff Swift Saxton.
I like that guy. Good guy. Real standout guy. Firefighter, actually. And that's facts. I'm speaking facts that are factual.
Who?
Jeff Swift Saxton.
You know that?
I DM him.
Shut the front door. He's a god dang firefighter. Yep.
Standout gentleman.
A volunteer firefighter from Forked River. Forked River.
Real
New
great.
Jersey.
Real great guy. He asked me how to... He asked me some workout advice. He goes, "Hey man, I want to get in shape. I want to start working out." I said, "Guy, hire a trainer. It'll change your life."
That's a great idea.
Change your life. He did. He's down. How what does it say?
He said, "As of this morning, 2 month mark, I've dropped an additional 8 pounds to put me at 254.
Oh boy.
Starting at 278 in March, and you attribute this to potentially a little bit to a conversation you guys had.
I mean, he has the drive. I just made a suggestion.
But
what did he say? What was his question?
He said, "What's one thing we'd want to accomplish by the end of our life?" I showed you a picture of a lazy river today that I want to go on real bad. You think I could try to pull it up? Why don't you guys answer?
I'd like to facilitate. This is tough because this is not me at all right now, but I'd like to facilitate just the advancement of technology.
Okay.
I've been having these weird thoughts lately about how far behind we really are.
Yeah, you've been telling me about this shit.
David and I had this conversation in the kitchen last night, and I'll say it again. The wheel? That's the best we have?
Right now, yeah, man.
The fucking wheel?
Also, we have rocket ships that go into space. So talk to Jeff Bezos.
How long have we had the wheel?
A long ass time.
How long did it take humans to invent the light bulb? We're far behind.
Yeah, but we went from like light bulbs. Like, think about it this way. When did we invent planes? 1901? 1901 or 1903?
1903.
1903. Kitty Hawk. Yeah. Wright brothers, they're awesome. And then 16 years later, World War One, we're flying across the ocean.
Listen, what's your improvement for a wheel? I've asked you this 1,000 times.
I don't know. That's I will figure it out.
Well,
there we go.
I mean, in a way, we saw the wheel. We've seen the wheel evolved.
Yeah.
Have you not seen those tires on the warfare trucks that turn into triangles? So they turn into tracks,
those are cool.
And then they turn back into circles. Yeah. Tires.
That's a pretty good wheel.
I guess I'm just talking about like means of transportation. I'm telling you, clip this fucking moment. I'm going to be 90 years old trying to explain this technology to my kids' kids and maybe their kids' kids' kids. And they're going to be mind boggled at how simplistic we were living. Mm-hmm. And I'm really starting to realize it. I acknowledge where we are currently and how great these advancements in technology are and this little infinity box that has turned us into half cyborgs. But there's just so much undiscovered.
We're working on the Hyperloop.
I know, but here's the thing about Elon Musk. The man's a genius. He's ahead of his time, wise beyond his years, except technology has not caught up to his ideas. He literally has to create the technology. That has to be pretty fucking stressful.
That's what him and Jeff Bezos are doing. They're trying to lay the foundation so that the next generation of inventors and smart people are able to build those technologies.
Empowering the generations to come. Yes. That's going
to
be my mission.
Of generations to come. I got an answer.
No, go ahead.
What do I want to do before I die?
Yeah.
I want to be a grandfather.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That's
there's a bunch of other stuff, but like that's one that I think I would like. I really, really, really just would love to have a grandkid. Even one grandkid would be great, but a couple probably would be better.
I got some. Mike sent me this. This is a cool thing on Instagram.
This is the only thing I want to do because I wrote a book. Yep, so this is it. This is it. This is the rest of my life right here.
Where is this?
It's in China.
I like that they use Gatorade for the water too.
It's like a giant lazy river going down a beautiful mountain flower hill.
Are you sticking your cork in my pelvis? Like, look at this shit, dude. What the fuck? Yeah, squeeze over that one.
China,
look, and that's where it is.
China's so
beautiful. It's on top of that majestic mountaintop, dude.
Where's it at? Wuhan?
No, it's in China. It's in Mount Laojun. Tag a at friend.
Who's friend? Who's friend? Can we see who friend is?
Yeah, can you click that?
Mike, do you remember your first gamer tag?
Oh, you fucked that one up royally. I do. It was Mighty Mouse.
Really?
Yeah, Mighty Mouse 1313. Danny Strobel, at Danny Strobel, Danielle Strobel, asked, when is this podcast going to end?
Oh.
Hey, David.
Danny over there on the producer and engineer currently?
Because I don't know exactly what you guys have planned. I don't care. No, hold on a sec. Hold on. Jeff, can you take the camera over for a minute? No, go ahead. Give it up. Sit down. Jeff's on it.
This is absurd.
Okay.
Wait, that was actually a perfect out, Mike. I'm going to go ahead and use that.
Oh, go for it. All right. There's just so many good questions.
Dave, could you hop back on that? I am so sorry. I don't really know how else to sign off. For the shit show that has transpired today, thanks for watching.
What's Logan's favorite TikTok?
No, we're done. It's done. Oh, God.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.